This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Friday claimed victory in national elections, saying his political party has emerged as the largest in the vote and will discuss forming a coalition government. Sharif did not disclose how many seats his party had won, and counting was still underway in the last few of the 265 seats that went to the polls. Sharif said his party alone does not have the seats needed, but his deputies will meet leaders of other parties later in the day to discuss forming a coalition government. Israel bombs a part of Rafah, Gaza, as the UN warns military escalation in Rafah could leave thousands more dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least 8 people were killed overnight into Friday after 2 Israeli airstrikes struck the southern city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Local resident Wissam Abdel Mohsen tells the AP, "There was a very powerful explosion. We went out to see what happened, but due to the smoke, we couldn't see anything. We heard a lot of screams and stones falling and found martyrs lying on the ground." Meanwhile, UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, is calling on all parties to refrain from escalating militarily in the area, warning that there are more than 600,000 children and their families there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces dispersed on Friday peace activists who were demonstrating near Jericho in the occupied West Bank to demand the end of the ongoing war in Gaza. Israeli and Palestinian peace activists gathered to call on leaders to reach an exchange deal and a just political solution amid the ongoing conflict. This is VOA News. Tensions are building in the Middle East on Friday, 2 days after the U.S. took out a commander of an Iranian-backed militant group in a drone strike in Baghdad. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Kataib Hezbollah commander Wassam Mohammed Sabir al-Sayidi killed Wednesday in a late-night U.S. drone strike on a busy street in Baghdad. Since mid-October, Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah has played a major role in the 168 militant attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan, which injured more than 100 and killed 3 American troops. After days without an attack on U.S. bases, supporters of the militants are now vowing to retaliate for al-Sayyidi's assassination. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told former Fox News host Tucker Carlson Moscow will fight for its interests to the end, but has no interest in expanding its war in Ukraine, in his first interview with a U.S. outlet since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 aired on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Putin questioned why the U.S. was continuing to fund Kyiv's effort and said it was impossible to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. The Kremlin said Putin agreed to the Carlson interview because the approach of the former Fox News host differed from the one-sided reporting of the Ukraine conflict by many Western news outlets. Carlson is considered to have close connections to Donald Trump, who's expected to be the Republican Party candidate in the November U.S. presidential election.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The damage inflicted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine has included environmental costs such as contamination by landmines, and Kyiv should seek reparations from Moscow for this, a high-level working group said in a report published on Friday. Landmines contaminate millions of hectares of Ukrainian soil. Russian troops allegedly disturbed radioactive dust near Chernobyl, and the breach of a dam last June, likely by Russia, flooded wide areas of land and sensitive ecosystems. More than 1,100 people were killed, injured, or kidnapped in Haiti in January alone, making it the most violent month in the country in 2 years of conflict, the UN rights chief said Friday. The Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, Haiti, has been in turmoil for years, with armed gangs taking over parts of the country and unleashing brutal violence, leaving the economy and public health system in tatters. The 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse plunged the country further into chaos. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.